primarily anything that comes in from this fundraiser is going to be used to support women. I suppose that's our big focus at the minute, is the service for women in the community, because that's the service at the minute that's most at risk. Like other voluntary organisations, we're having to make cuts. The one thing that we don't want to trim down is the service that we offer to women, because that's fundamentally what we were based on. That's what Women's Aid came from. It fits quite well within the message of what they're doing. You know, they're challenging us as staff to take on a dare. They're challenging members of the public to take on a dare. But more than that, they're challenging people to talk about it. They're challenging people to have the difficult conversations. But even more than that, they're challenging organisations, in terms of government organisations, challenging them to say, look, these are the services that are provided, and we now are fundraising to maintain those services. So they're challenging our executive in a way as well to step up, to realise women are important, children are important, and that domestic violence is happening in the home today and yesterday and will continue to happen tomorrow until we, I suppose, are able to support all of them.
Do you think these challenges are also a great way of reminding everybody to be strong and be together, but also making people more aware of the work that Fermanagh's Women's Aid do?
Yeah, absolutely. They're raising awareness of the work that we do, and they're raising awareness in terms of, yes, that we can support that woman, we can accompany her to court, we can be a listening ear, we can walk with her on her journey. But they're also acknowledging that there's an entire support system outside of us that's also so important. This is a group of people whose resilience overwhelms us as an organisation, and that's something that I think is really important. Rather than just talking about how difficult things can be and talking about how hard things can be, acknowledging the strength and the resilience within communities, within families, within friendships and within homes. We know that women and their children are so resilient together and very often work together to keep themselves safe. And I think there's something really powerful about that.
How important is it, do you think, that people come out and support this?
I mean, I can't really express how important it is. We know the reasons that the road crew are doing it, which are very deep and very personal to them.
Mm-hmm.
We're overwhelmed that they've chosen to do this for us.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's one in four women. Most of us know, or most of us will be at some point, affected by domestic violence, whether it's that a friend tells us, whether it's that your daughter, your grandmother. You know, it is throughout our community. I mean, the statistics released by the PSNI do say that domestic violence in Fermanagh and Omagh has risen by 13% in 1 year. It's something that we need to look at, and we need to work together to say, you know, we will work to keep women and children safe in the home. It's for women, it's the most dangerous place that there is.
Do you think it'll kind of also maybe register with men as well, that maybe everybody just needs to come together?
It is, absolutely. And men can, of course, get involved. Men are such a backbone for these women. They are the fathers, they are the brothers, they are the sons. You know, these are the men who are supporting these women as well. This is not to say that this is a women-only issue or a men-only issue. It's not that. It's just that disproportionately women are affected.
Mm-hmm.
And as a community, we need to address that. It's not for any one organisation or any one person. It's for all of us to be open and talking about, well, why is this happening? What can we do to address it? What messages are our young women and men getting about what's normal or healthy in a relationship? What are the barriers, particularly in an area like Fermanagh, where people can be quite isolated simply by where they live? They're limited in the services they can access. So of course men have a fundamental and a vital role to play in this. Give us a call in Women's Aid and see, you know, what other aspects of work you could get involved in.
Yeah, and as Debbie says, it's as simple as even sponsoring somebody.
As simple as that. And the same is true, I suppose, for domestic violence. You do not have to be the person saying, I will take responsibility and keep you safe. But you can do something. Every one of us can do something, whether it's a conversation, whether it's passing a helpline card, whether it's saying, look, I'll come with you to that appointment. You know, there are so many ways. And a big part of it is just simply being there. It's not about what you do. It's just about being there. The one thing we do want to say to Debbie and to all of the road crew and everyone who's involved, and we are so grateful that they've chosen to come forward and to do this in aid of ourselves, in memory of women who've experienced domestic violence, but also standing in solidarity with women and children who are experiencing it. I just think it's a brilliant message, and it's so, so powerful for us.